This is Vatican Radio. Pilgrimages, being active on social media, Sacrament of Reconciliation initiatives and visits to the Holy Door. These are just some of the events the Diocese of Paisley in Scotland has been organising during this Jubilee of Mercy. So what effect has this year had on the faithful there? I, Lydia O'Kane, spoke to the Bishop of Paisley, John Keenan.
Well, I think first of all we took part joyfully with the Universal Church in all of the initiatives that were suggested by Pope Francis in the Bull of Indignation of the Holy Year. We had a wonderful opening ceremony, and we even made some modifications to the church. So we modified our Holy Door with new stained glass of the Marco Rupnik image of the icon of the Divine Mercy. And that really is going to be a lasting legacy, really. That opening ceremony was just a lovely, joyful ceremony that involved the parishes and the schools. And then one thing we noticed during Lent was a strong initiative we had to have the Sacrament of Confession available to all of the people. So our priests took a day of 24 hours of mercy, and we did 24 hours right through the night in the cathedral. And we had a great stream of people coming to for confession, so much so that we then duplicated it down at the other end of the diocese. And we certainly, all the priests noticed that a big increase in confessions in Lent, and repeated again in Advent, and noticed that that number was up again. So maybe the Year of Mercy might have that lasting effect of a renewal in the Sacrament of Confession. And then we had the visits of the parishes and the various groups to the Cathedral Holy Door. We are fortunate in Paisley town that we have a medieval abbey that was founded by the Cluny nuns in the 13th century, by the Cluny monks in the 13th century. And we gathered there in the town centre that is the centre which is dominated by the abbey. We gathered there for prayers at the abbey, and then we prayed the rosary all the way across then through town to the cathedral. So that was an opportunity to see something of the history of the mercy in our diocese, to see an ecumenical dimension and a public witness of God's mercy. And then this month we had a pilgrimage to Rome, a diocesan pilgrimage to Rome. We had a joy of having Mass at the tomb of St. Peter, and we visited the four basilicas and the catacombs, and that was a really special occasion. But I feel as though the Year of Mercy hasn't lost too much of its energy. I took part in a visit that the local primary and secondary schools were making to the cathedral, and their chaplain brought them along for adoration and for prayers and for confession. And we're all beginning to prepare for the closing ceremony. So I would say one of the things I've noticed about this Holy Year, distinct from perhaps the other ones, is that whereas, like the others, it started with a bang, the Year of Mercy hasn't really fizzled out. It seems to be that it's kept this steady pulse going right through the year.
Now, you were with a pilgrimage group in Krakow for World Youth Day, and I wanted to ask you, the theme for the World Youth Day was Blessed Are the Merciful. So I wanted to ask you, what do you think the impact of the Year of Mercy has been, especially on young people and young people in your diocese?
Well, the World Youth Day Year of Mercy pilgrimage in Krakow had an astounding effect on the young people who came along. I, on the Saturday where we had gathered in the camp, was along with the other 3 million young people. At one point, I left my group of young people and moved over to be with the bishops on the main platform in the altar. And when Pope Francis began to speak to young people and spoke about how society wanted to sedate them because it knew that they were the real engine of hope and change and revolution, if you like, in society, and wanted to sedate them, then he said, well, are you going to be couch potatoes? Are you going to be challenged and rise up and put on your marching boots and change this world? Well, at that point, I texted over to our group and asked one of the young leaders, are you listening to this? Because it's very good. And he texted back saying, we're all in tears. We're all in tears. And he said, I've never heard anything like it in my life. So I think they were struck to the heart by Pope Francis is kind of prophetic was and galvanized into doing something. That's really continued because since we've been back, they've asked us to set up ongoing groups for them. In one part of the diocese, we've set up a Catholic leadership course for young people that they're attending. Another part of the diocese has set up a faith forum that they're coming along to learn what Catholics believe and why they believe it, so they can pass on the gospel of good news. So I would certainly say through the World Youth Day that it has had a profound effect on the young people, and please God, again, a lasting one.
I suppose one could say that this Year of Mercy, this Jubilee here, has been very much a social media Jubilee. Certainly it wasn't in existence in 2000 with the last Jubilee, but do you think social media has played a substantial role in getting the message of mercy out there?
I think this has been the holy year of social media. I think it's the first holy year in the culture of social media, and I think it has had if anything, it has had one of the biggest effects. My view is that when the internet came along, the church was quite slow to get on to the ideas of internets and websites, but I think we've been much better at getting up to speed straight away in social media. And certainly, I've noticed, first of all, in Paisley Diocese, my own diocese, we're using Facebook to publicise events. We're using Twitter to pass on Pope Francis' words of mercy, and those are being retweeted and Facebook shared. And then the young people who are taking in pilgrimage to Krakow, we got them to set up a WhatsApp communication group, and same with the young people who went to Lourdes in pilgrimage. And they've continued to be in connection with each other, and they've continued to encourage each other to come to diocesan events, as well as just simply socialising together in a Catholic context. So I would, if you wanted to ask me if I thought it was important for the church to invest some resources in social media, I would say, without any doubt, it's not the be-all and end-all of the church's mission, but it is a providential tool. And I think that efforts and energy that we've put into using this as a means of new evangelization, as St. John Paul asked for, that evangelization, new evangelization would be new in its methods. Well, this is a new method that very much has been able to keep the pulse of the Year of Mercy going. And I think also that through this we've learned that it could be used to great effect generally for the new evangelisation that the church is asking for.
Pope Francis has talked a lot about the works of mercy, knowing what they are and getting out and doing them. How much emphasis has been put on the works of mercy in Paisley?
Well, I think this year, our Year of Mercy has focused on our people experiencing God's mercy for themselves, to be honest. And that's quite an important thing, is that that our own people understand that God is a God who is rich in mercy, is always ready to forgive them, and they shouldn't ever tire of asking for that forgiveness, because sometimes they do worry, will God be forgiving? And they are sometimes persuaded that he's more a God of judgment. So I think it's been very important for the people to experience for themselves the merciful love of the Father in the face of the Son. But Pope Francis has asked for two dimensions to the Year of Mercy, that we receive mercy, we experience God's mercy, but they also become missionaries of that mercy. And I would say that's the challenge for the legacy. Pope Francis has always said from the beginning, the Year of Mercy shouldn't be a year that comes and goes. It should have a legacy, that those legacies shouldn't be monuments of stone, but they should be living hearts. And I would say our challenge now, having experienced God's mercy for ourselves, is to be missionaries of that mercy to the world. The corporal works of mercy are obvious, and the church carries them on in many respects through our Caritas organisations, our St Vincent de Paul and the like, locally and globally. But Pope Benedict also emphasised, as did Pope Francis, the need for the spiritual works of mercy, you know, that we all try to strengthen each other's faith, that we all try to dispel any doubt about our faith that might be in our hearts. We try to correct each other, our errors, our sins, try to correct each other in charity, that we forgive each other, that we get rid of offences, grudges that we've held, and that we just encourage each other in the faith. To be honest, I would say our own Year of Mercy hasn't focused so much on that as allowing our own people to experience God's mercy. But I would certainly want us to continue the ethic of the Year of Mercy by challenging our people now. Go out and show mercy to the body of the world, but also give mercy to the soul of the world that needs it perhaps even more.
Just on a final note, you've been talking throughout this interview, talking about actually the legacies, a lot of things that you've seen that are legacies of this Year of Mercy already. You were talking there about confession, you were talking about missionaries of mercy continuing on. It would seem that there are going to be quite a few legacies to this Year of Mercy.
I think so. When Pope Francis, in the first days of becoming Pope, he said, I think it was in his Angelus address, quite significantly, he says, one senses the Church has entered into an age of mercy. And I think we have to see this Year of Mercy, this Holy Year of Mercy, this Jubilee Year of Mercy, they called, in the light of that. And this Year of Mercy is not an end in itself. It's supposed to be a catalyst. I think Pope Francis's hope is that we celebrate a Year of Mercy in order to usher the Church and the world into an age of mercy. And I think his sense, his profound sense, is that there is so much contention, so many people taking offence against each other in the world, so much harsh judgment out in the world, that the antidote, the profoundest antidote for all of the conflict and all the anxiety of the world just now is the divine mercy of God. And we have, through the 20th century, emphasised so much human rights. And we've come a long way because of the emphasis of human rights, giving us a basic, universal, inviolable, inalienable dignity. But it's almost come with this sense that human rights can save the world. And I think Pope Francis is really saying that's not the case. They are important, essential, up to a point, but only divine mercy saves the world. And now we have to be that Church of Divine Mercy.